your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We've gone mad. Cops are out of control. We have absolutely gone mad. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. You need bliss. Here we go. Hour number two. I'm furious. Chula Vista. Rick. Chula Vista, California. There's a car crash. Car rolls over. A fireman with a fire truck is on the scene, right?
He pulls his fire truck in the... this morning. Joey sent that to me.
So the fireman pulls the fire truck in the middle of the divide. In the middle of the divide, right? He's
right.
Attending the injured. Some dumb cop, California Highway Patrol, says, hey, move that thing. He goes, no, not until I attend to, you know, these injured people. The cop puts them in handcuffs and arrests them. Jeez.
Yeah.
This cop needs to be in jail for months until we get a date to have a court hearing. No kidding. These cops are crazy.
That could be another website. Hangthecops.com.
Hang on. Keep talking while I go get it.
Yeah, it's raining right now. We're in Grant's house. And guess what? The ice crystal that's falling is not ice. It's got something else in it, and it won't form the crystal right. Listen, I'm writing on structured water. This has got something else in it, barium oxide, whatever. It's changing the way the water falls and forms on the ground. And if you don't think that is, we talked about structured water and the importance of it. I now have connected another dot on a whole new level of terraforming we haven't even begun to discuss.
Well,
how's that one, Vincent?
Well, I've said...
You're getting it because you can see in the cold the way your ice is behaving. It's. I had a link in one of my things where they were up in Michigan where they couldn't burn. the ice would burn. It has something else in it that's flammable.
Yeah. Rick, hang the cops. Let's see. Hang the cops.
There could be a bunch of them, you know. You could hang the Walmarters.
Well,
whatever. I mean, look, the whole thing is crazy. And the most important thing that comes out of today is to let everybody know that while you don't see it here, it's happening around the world with Anonymous. There is a revolution happening, and it's happening, you know, it's time for you to catch the boat. It's already happening.
I got to tell you, Rick, it's absolutely out of control. Cops are using handcuffs that have hinges.
And they learn
devices
it, just like children learn how to be abusive by their parents. It's taught. I watched a young rookie, he's just out of a police academy, wants to do the right thing, serve and protect, and he's virgin and open and receptive, and the old man that's been jaded and seen too much is teaching him how to be like himself. And so it goes. The rookie was a nice kid. You know, just a kid. He doesn't have any values or evil or whatever at this point. That comes later by being taught by the experienced policeman and how to conduct business in the streets. And the parents are doing the same thing to the children. And guess what? The roost has come in to sit. And you now get why makeup of the nuclear family and trying to use education and schools as a way to pick this up. I have a person now that contacted me, by the way, out of Maine, that wants to do exactly what Grace Thorne did. And I've got other people now that heard me on Coast to Coast, and they want to start the revolution in our grade schools.
Well, I love it, Rick, because I keep getting calls. I was on the phone with an owner of a radio station, KLID, right here in Missouri. And Sonny Skidmore was the owner. And she and I were talking probably over an hour. And she said, you know, Vinny, I was going to run an errand, and I was listening to you in the afternoon because they pick up this broadcast and they run it between the hours of 4 and 6 drive time in the afternoon in Missouri. And she said, I was thinking, what in the heck is he doing? What is he – how is this going to work? You know, what's Vinny up to now? And she, well, here's what she said, Rick. She said she was in her truck, and she just sat in her truck and listened for 2 hours, and she didn't get to do the errand that she was going to do because she didn't want to leave the truck.
She got caught up
and
in
missed
it,
the
yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you know what, Rick, let me tell you. I talked to Grace Thorne. We're talking about Grace Thorne's sixth grade class in Ryan, Oklahoma. Now, you would think... You would think that Grace Thorne would be talked about in the school, and they'd say, wow, Grace, that's really cool, and maybe even some jealousy. Well, yeah, but the principal hasn't listened to the broadcast, the superintendent hasn't listened to the broadcast, and their fellow teachers haven't listened to the broadcast. Now, I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, if I were a school teacher...
It's kind of like giving attention to these children. It's kind of like a fiduciary responsibility to have at least had some idea what their kids are participating in, and if they didn't, guess what the kids are learning from their adults.
And that, Rick, that's the point. But how come the other teachers aren't saying, you know what? I'm jealous of Grace Thorne for putting, you know, she put her class on worldwide radio, okay?
Well, and I talked about it on Coast to Coast, and that had 4.7 million listeners. I can't believe the response I'm getting now. And you know what they did with John B. Wells? He did me, and then he did Matt Stein, okay, right behind me, and they fired him. He's got his own radio station now. He no longer works at Coast to Coast after first interviewing me and then Matt. Happened.
Rick, you're talking about the Velvet Hammer, aren't you?
Well, there's something going on. There is, you know, I don't know the ins and politics of radio. I'm doing a lot of it. 2 days ago, I did Hong Kong radio where I talked about xenoagriculture, growing food on Mars. And tomorrow, on Sunday, I'm going to be talking to an ashram in India about spiritual progress in terms of internal landscape and changing the movie. I'm going to be doing these things because there is a movement out there that wants to hear these new concepts and ideas, and nobody in the real media is doing it. And watch how you go from number 14 or 11 up to 7 and 5 shortly.
Rick, I'll tell you something. One of our newest instructors is Tim Starks. He's not been on the air with us yet, but he will be. And he's an innovator, an inventor. He's a CEO of many companies, and he has a small vehicle, a Mini Cooper, and he has a sign company. And he's going to wrap this entire vehicle, and he's going to put USAPrepares.com on it and Sam Bushman's radio show on it. And it's going to say something like this on the side. Well, no matter where you look at it, you're going to see something like, Frosted? Angry? Give us a call. Tell us what you think, USAPrepares.com or Liberty Roundtable. So this vehicle is going to be riding all over the country. And he and I are going to drive from Missouri to Las Vegas in April.
Going to That's why you need to carry your pistol.
Well, you bet. Well, one's not enough. You know, it might jam. But we're going to drive from Missouri to Las Vegas to the National Association of Broadcasters. We're going to go, and I'm going to talk to these guys, and I'm going to ask them, you know, how many of them have been hit with the velvet hammer. But if you're talking about you and Matt Stein causing this guy to get fired,
I don't know if it was us that did that. I don't think it was, personally. I think there's something else going on with Coast to Coast.
Well, Rick, if you're talking about climate change and you're exposing this to, you know, Coast to Coast has probably around 500 or 600 affiliates, you know, all blasting over the...
I got everywhere because we, I had a record response, even from Coast to Coast, when Art Bell used to do it. Apparently, the response I got off of Coast to Coast was the biggest one ever, and Matt was right behind me. People wanted to hear what was going on. And we were doing just what we do, you know, trying to not stir trouble like you, Vincent. Ha ha! You want to turn up the heat. I think it's very cool what's happening. I see it happening now slowly in America. I'll keep you in the link on this one up in Maine that now wants to do the same thing with their entire school systems up there. I'm going to Puebla, Mexico. They want to do exactly what I did in Chattanooga. This is a country now and a major state that is on the highest levels. They're going to fund it.
Well, I'm excited for you, Rick. And if
well,
you want to broadcast
about the children,
well,
probably our most important resource. It's not coal or oil. It's our children.
Rick, do you think our children can evolve quick enough biologically to endure the radioactive? An increase in radioactivity on the planet. Rick, the California nuclear reactors are releasing tritium into the ocean,
yeah,
into the Pacific Ocean.
It's, you know, the whole thing is not about Fukushima. It's a smokescreen to fearmonger and make people afraid. That's the first enemy of man, as Castaneda would put it. That's how you control the populace. You make them have fear.
Yeah. Okay, Rick, when we come back, let's talk about Fukushima, and I'll tell you... Oh, I just got confirmation. We now own Hang the Politicians and Hang the Cops. So send me an email. Let me know what you think we should do with those two websites. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just got an email from Joey, and he says that there's a problem with connecting to GCN Live where you click on listen to Vincent. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to fix that or talk to our web guy at Genesis about that right after the broadcast. Also, I got an email from Scott, and Scott said, very interesting, Rick. He said, when Rick is on, anything goes. I love it. I love the cutting up and your reactions to a lot of things. Your ideas, hang the politicians. His question is the obvious question, right? Which one first? I mean, there's so many good choices. He says, you're a true American. You stand up for what's wrong in the world and are not afraid to do so. We need more Vince Finelli in the world. Sorry, I can't spell very well. I went to a public school.
There you go. Yeah. Everybody's got humor. That's the good part of it. You got to laugh your way through this, because if you really got serious, it would be a tragic. You know, our educational system is, I am embarrassed for everybody.
You bet.
Illiteracy is just...
Rick, one of the first things I do when I meet someone not from this country is I apologize for the abuses that we... I'm serious. I say I'm sorry. I mean, when I meet a Native American, I apologize for what our government has done. When I meet someone from a foreign country in Europe, I apologize for the death and destruction that we're raining on the environment and the planet, and for the economic havoc we've wreaked. I really do. I say I'm sorry. I wish I could fix it. I'm trying, but you know, I'm just one guy, and I mean it. I really mean it. I met
the ugly American.
Yeah, that's us. And, you know, that book was written many, many, many years ago, but it's absolutely true. We are ugly. We're nasty. We're arrogant. I asked one of my European friends what they think of Americans. And the words centered around ignorant of the facts, uninformed, unaware, not in tune with what's happening. Now, I'm not talking about our class here on the radio, because our class is in tune, is informed, is aware.
Man, don't go too flying too high, because I know I don't know.
No, what I'm saying is, our class is really trying to learn and understand.
Yeah, yes.
There's so many things that, and the more you know, how much you don't know. I mean,
that's
absolutely
true.
The
scariest part of it, because everything that I now know, I know is illusion. None of it's real. You know, it isn't even about Hanford anymore. Now, this other reactor that you're talking about down in California might be responsible for all the radiation. Why do they not know? Why is not a reporter like I watch? I'm watching this Swedish one. It's really good. She's a crime reporter for a newspaper. And it's a Swedish serial, you know, on TV. And it's excellent. And there's others that are like that. But now, these are people trying to get at the truth, and even if it takes down governments. And that's what's happening in these series out of Sweden and Norway now. You know, Lillehammer aside, you know, there's some great comedy, humor, awareness coming out of Scandinavian countries right now. I think that's a good place to start. If you want to know what's going on, start there. Amsterdam, that's a good place.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are some of the people that I'm talking to in the Scandinavian countries. Rick, there's a post that says the media is ignoring Fukushima as a possible cause of declining West Coast marine populations. Malnourished sea lions, starving brown pelicans, whales, dolphins migrating out of season. And then you have
another massive kill of dolphin down in Peru again just a couple of days ago. Massive. They don't know what it is, because the Peruvian government can only test for so many different things. They're not looking at radiation, for example. They're looking for certain kinds of algae, you know, red algae, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
A red tide, yeah. I believe is what that's called. Anyway, there's been massive die-off of sea lions and other things all along the coast. I'm guessing it's Hanford. I'm guessing it's nuclear radiation plants that are leaking into the ocean.
Yeah, and how about the pinging of these weapons of war that we have on the sea, these submarines, pinging, driving the sea life crazy with these loud sounds. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Rick, I'm looking at one of these posts. You sent me some links, and, you know, meat's going up. And we mentioned over a year and a half ago that that because of the drought, farmers were selling their cows. There would be a glut of meat. Prices would collapse at the marketplace eventually, and then they would go way up. And we said it would happen, and we said it would happen about now, and here it is. So right now, Rick, meat is up at least, at Sam's Club, at least 40% increase. That's pretty staggering in about a year, 18 months, don't you think? 40% increase? I mean, they say...
Yeah, but I hate to say this, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that you're not really supposed to eat anything with a face or grandparents, and that beef is not a very good source of protein and is harmful to the land, and that like white bread and butter, we need to rethink our lifestyle.
Well, I agree with the white bread, no question about it, but I'm in the cattle business.
You can't give up your MTV, huh?
Well, You know, people ask me what I do. I tell them I'm in the methane business, you know.
Methane. There you go. The master blaster. That's what I'm talking about.
Rick, but seriously, let's just share with the class what it would be like. So when we first bought this farm, it was neglected for maybe 20 years. And there were saplings that were 10, 12 feet tall in the pastures. And I bought this 15-foot bat wing mower, and I mowed these things down, and I mowed them down. So for year after year after year, I mowed these trees down to turn it back into pasture. But if we didn't have cows, Rick, and if we didn't have cows walking through the woods would become full of thorns. It'd be unusable, absolutely unusable. So the cows actually do some mowing. And if I wanted to, we live on a couple hundred acres here, actually over a couple hundred acres. If I wanted to just mow the grass, first of all, it would cost a fortune in diesel fuel. And if I started on Monday, I'd probably finish by the end of the week, and it'd be time to start mowing again. I mean, that'd be a full-time job.
You know what you could do instead? You could put an herbal pharmacy in those woods and grow ginseng and echinacea.
That's what we should do.
And the yields on that, in terms of money and value, and where at some point pharmaceutical houses are not going to have Rite Aid where they can distribute because the grid's going to collapse and the just-in-time delivery systems are going to require. You could be doing different things with your land than you are.
Okay, I just wrote that down. Ginseng and echinacea. I'm going to look into that.
Well, those are just the top end in, you know, Indiana and Illinois because of the Chinese markets. But there's a whole bunch of it. You could be growing, Mexican yams, which is, for steroids. You could be growing, black cohosh for women in terms of estrogen and progesterone. You could be growing, there's any number. The what grows in your woods right now is a thing called mandrake. And mandragoring, is a primary sedative used in surgery. Now, there's all kinds of things that you could be doing in your woods with a new book I've got coming out, The Sequel, The Native Plants of Commercial Importance. It's called Forest Farming. And you use the lay of the land and the way the cattle want to do it and the da-da-da as a feng shui type of setting up your farm so that you are working with different permaculture concepts. Bill Mollison. There's all kinds of future here. And that is going to be our future, where you're more self-sufficient with your own food and pharmacy needs. What do you need? Like Feverfew, for migraines. That's a chrysanthemum, and your mother loved to grow that. It's beautiful.
Don't get her started, because that's all we'll have.
No, I have plans for you, buddy. You don't need to have cattle on your land. I've got some better crops that will turn it back into tubsoil. The cattle are just ruining your land. I understand your romance for beef and the barbecue. You know, I got it. I do, too. But there are other things you can do. And you have a beautiful place. Could they put a greenhouse out there and have a partial classroom where your USA prepares part of, the big conference you're doing? You put it on a bunch of farms, and you have everybody do a site visit and do a walkabout.
You know, Rick, I went to the Mother Earth News annual festival, and what they did was they rented a park. And I thought about that, and I said, we could do that right here on the farm. I mean, they rented this really, really large park. We could just take a part of one of our fields. We could do the same thing. We don't need to go to a city and have the whole thing here. And then I was thinking, I would like to build a restaurant where we'd have grass-fed beef, free-range chickens, and actually serve a gourmet meal that's really healthy while we broadcast on a one-foot-high stage.
There you go.
Right,
that's what I'm
in
talking
the
about. Demonstration farm.
Right
that's
in the middle.
That's needed now. Norm Shirley, others are doing that. That's what's needed. Walkabouts, networks with each other and seeing how they mm-hmm. do things differently. I mm-hmm. miss those days. I miss that yeah, and then, way of agriculture.
And then what I wanted to do is build around us. You know, there are farms that are available for sale and have some like-minded people move into the community and then stick a you know, low-power transmitter up where we could broadcast whatever's happening to the entire community. And I thought we could be, you know, somewhat self-sufficient. Of course, we'd need items from the Industrial Revolution, you know, engines and motors and wire and, you know, those
you
kinds of things.
You and John Connor, that's what I'm talking about. Radio yeah. Free America. Good luck with
yeah.
that.
Well, I mean,
have those solar panels out there to power it. There you go. And you well, can right. have that as another crop, where you're growing those crystals so that if the sun or if they wear out, you know, because they have a half-life of 8 years, you just grow more crystals like you would carrots.
Yeah, well, I, you know, and Rick, one of the things I wanted to do was have the first solar-powered broadcast, you know, or alternative energy broadcast. And I was talking to Greg from KYAH in Utah. They're an affiliate of ours, and they're already using solar to run a lot of their, not the transmitter, but a lot of their engineering equipment. So they've got a head start on us. So there are a lot of really cool things I'd like to do. And class, if you've got some ideas and you want to share them with us and what you think could make this broadcast better, I'm all ears. I really am. I think that we want to get into investigative journalism more, and that's what I plan on doing. That's why I'm going to the National Association of Broadcasters. That's why I'm going to Brazil to see John of God. I'm looking forward to do that. Norm Shealy wants to go. He said so on the air yesterday. So, hey, Rick, you want to go to Brazil and see John of God? Let me know.
My buddy, Matty Bavarello, is head of the Secret Service down there. He's been my friend for 40 years. What do you think, Vincent? You want to have
yeah,
a
okay, well.
Hang out in the barrio.
Well, the question is, will they let us out of the country? And then, of course, the question is, will they let us back in?
Matt, his father is the general that runs their army, and he ran the Brazilian Secret Service as the son for 40 years. So he just retired, and so I believe I've got some infrastructure if you want to go down and have some fun down there. Because going down there is not... like, it's like going into certain places of Mexico. You got to be very careful where you are because you are American. And there is a lot of resentment on what your government has done.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Rick, can we talk about water, California? I'm really concerned about what's happening in California. There's a massive drought. You can see it from space. The water is gone, and it looks like water is going to be restricted to farming and even drinking water to people. Do you have any insight on as to what's happening there, Rick?
Well, they're talking now. That link. Go ahead and post that link I gave you. That just came out. They're talking about 25 million people not having drinking water by spring.
I remember, you know, that's like a couple times
that's
the size
like 9 months
of...
away.
Yeah, and that's a couple times the size of New York City in terms of people not having drinking water.
25 million people is where FEMA comes in and takes over. And I'm guessing that will be the start of how it works across the country. There's going to be a series of ice storms that are going to hit Grants Pass Sunday, probably. That's what we're guessing right now. The rain that's falling right now is not even real. Rain water, it does, as it falls as a crystal, when it freezes on my windshield, it's different than any ice crystal I've ever seen formed from ice, even in the driest of weather. It's what this barium oxide is doing. It's somehow doing something with the water crystal, and it changes the nature of water and how it behaves. And if you don't think that that isn't important in terms of internal landscapes and health, this whole thing they're doing possibly could be even worse than radiation poisoning.
Rick, let me share this with you. We have many ponds on our farm. I think we have about five. Maybe, about five ponds, maybe six. And they're in varying sizes. Some are maybe an eighth of an acre, and some are, you know, bigger than that. Well, here's what I've noticed. When the weather, we had these violent swings, and we had several days of 40 and 50 degrees, and actually, they must have made a mistake because they stopped flying, and the sun came through, and the sun was, it was like, it was welcome because it was nice. It was actually the sun's rays coming down through the sky. It really was nice, delightful. People were walking around with T-shirts, and they said, you know, like, this is great. It was almost like it was a phenomenon that hardly ever happens. Well, the ponds, after days and days of that, the ponds on our farm, regardless of size, regardless of location, whether they were in direct sunlight or not, none of them melted the way they should have. None of them. And across the road, our farmer friends across the road, same thing. It wasn't just our ponds. It was all the ponds around us not melting the ice cap when they should have. Very, very strange. You're right, Rick.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Subway restaurants, one of the world's largest bakers, if you add them all together, they're going to remove an ingredient, looks like azoxacarbonamide, because it makes the bread more elastic, and because of the health concerns, they are going to remove it. Now, it's a USDA and FDA approved ingredient. Yeah, right. So it's approved, but they're going to remove it because of health concerns. So
when Wonder Bread was 8 ways, not 12, and the study I did was that there was more nutrition in a single sheet of toilet paper than there was in the whole loaf of Wonder Bread.
Well, Rick, you're right. I remember that.
In grade school or someplace, I remember doing that study with fiber and all.
Yep.
There was more nutrition in toilet paper, white bread, 8
right.
ways,
and
12.
A lot. Yep. And we've got Kyle from Montana. Kyle, USAPrepares.com instructor. You're on with Rick Miller and me.
Dr. Miller?
Hey.
I just wanted to let you know, 5 below seems pretty warm right now. We're at 31 below zero. Up here where we are.
What's going on? Where are you located?
North of Missoula. I'm Kyle Harris from the guy that called in.
Gee whiz. 30 below wind chill?
No wind chill. That's the ambient temperature.
Wow. That's crazy.
Hey, Vince, I had something before we run out of time here I wanted to do. I want you to go on YouTube and look at a man. He wrote a book called From Sovereign to Surf. And his name is Roger, R-O-G-E-R, Sayles, S-A-Y-L-E-S. And you might want to really, because he talks about the passports and different things like that, that would, I think you would find extremely interesting.
Now, Roger Sayles, I believe, is in South America right now. I will contact him. And by the way, Alfred Adask is coming on the radio with us tomorrow. He's a sovereign, and boy, he fought the U.S. government and won. So, yeah, I will do that. Roger Sayles. Okay.
Yep.
So the weather's freezing, and you live off the grid, and you're not going to be a victim of the system, are you, Kyle?
I am not. But boy, living off the grid has its, you know, things too. We live in a mobile home, man. Yeah, you know, it's, we have, like my, sewer line this morning froze up. So we don't, any way to run any water. The water lines are fine, but the sewer line froze up. So, we got to figure out something to get that thing underneath there, get one of those, you know, salamander type heaters, those long tube heaters, and try to get underneath there and thaw it all out. But anyway, I just, that's the main thing I wanted.
Well, here's a question for Rick. Rick, if you have salt water freezes at a much lower temperature than fresh water. Would if he were to pour some salt down his drain, do you think that that might be of assistance at minus 30?
I'm not sure. I would think so, but Dr. Lenny Time would probably, that'd be a better question for him. Yeah, the salt has always been used, but something else is going on in our water, and in the particulate in the air is changing the way things are freezing. And the 30 below, I mean, that's unbelievable. I have been in 30 below weather. That's like, you have to be very careful or you can die. You have to be very careful
minutes.
With 30 below zero.
In minutes.
Well, you know, the kinds of wool that you're wearing, the different kinds of wool, that kind of thing. Yeah, you have to be right on it. You have to have coverage around your face, because I had a mustache when I lived in that kind of event, and my mustache would frequently freeze.
Hey, Kyle, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Thanks for sharing your weather problems with us. And class, these kinds of things are going to happen more frequently. The infrastructure, the plumbing that's buried underground, you're going to find that it's going to be freezing more and more and more. And we're going to have to bury deeper and deeper and deeper. Those are my thoughts. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. If you'd like to go to his website, he's listed as an instructor, page one at the bottom, usapreparedness.com, or richardallanmiller.com, richardallanmiller.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And remember, there's a meetup on Monday, 5:30.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.